There are approximately 100 pounds of spaghetti on me at this very moment. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Not sure about that catchphrase. Not sure it's going to stick, but thank you to Alfredo Solis Fuentes for that catchphrase superstar Alfredo Solis Fuentes. This is probably his 10th appearance in the catchphrase. Great try, Alfredo. The hunt continues for a catchphrase that will be permanent, perhaps next week. But until then, we have a great show for you today. My name is Scott Aukerman, first of all. And coming up a little later, we have a dating expert. That's, I don't need it. I'm fine where I'm at. But maybe some of you out there could use a dating expert, and he'll be here to give us a little bit of advice. Before we get to... also, we have an actress. Before we get to them...
Wow. Ouch. Jesus.
Before we get to her...
We have another actress.
We have... I don't... Are you an actress, Bean Dip? I don't know that you've ever...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Have you acted in anything?
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal? But to be frank, I don't know what your deal is from day to day, so... it doesn't surprise me, nor does it shock me.
Okay, well, I've been in a couple of motion pictures, you ask her.
Which motion pictures have you been in?
I did this thing called Flowers on the Wall.
Flowers on the Wall? Is that what you said? Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's pretty sad. also, a thing called But Don't Let the Raccoons In.
Don't Let the Raccoons In. Oh, okay, yeah. Is that about killer raccoons?
Yes, or
is that...
Scott, great guess.
I gotta check those out. Are they rentable or?
Yeah, I think you could get it on like European Netflix.
They're on Netflix, really?
Yeah, so get your VPN.
Okay. Oh, I don't know that you need one as long as you have the app, but.
For European Netflix.
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
European Netflix.
Oh, European Netflix. Yes. I'm not on European. I'm on the good old USA level.
That's
leave
what I'm saying. Get your VPN.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Get your VPN that you can have all the different Netflix from all the different nations.
Yeah, Bean Dip, you're here as my co-host. I want to talk to you about something that's coming up, but I feel like we should talk to this actress.
Oh, let's talk to her. She's gorgeous. Let's get into it.
She played... such roles as...
Name them all. In order of appearance.
In order of appearance.
And date of birth and death.
How many of those clones died on that show?
Lots.
Did they all die? The Russian one and everything?
Wow, did you watch the show?
First off, she
was Ukrainian.
That's right. No, I did. You know, I moderated one of your Comic-Con things, and so I watched everything up to then, and... had to really keep it straight for that thing. Right. And to be honest, got a little confused in the middle of it. And I believe you helped me out there. But
you referred to your notes.
Yeah. But, everything fades from memory. I've talked about that on the show before. Like, it sucks. Like, you watch something and you read something, you should be able to remember it forever because you paid for it.
Right. I also am like, that's my favorite thing. And then I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember anything that happened. I mean, it's great that you can rewatch or reread something, but it's like, no, you paid for this. You should be able to remember every little bit of it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Tatiana Maslany's here from Orphan Black. Hi.
Hey.
This is Bean Dip. Have you ever met Bean Dip before?
No, but I love her. She does sound like she's covered in a lot of spaghetti.
I'm cleaning up spaghetti right now.
Yeah, right now. Okay, so that's...
Sometimes I'm covered in it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun, right?
It's fun, except in the summer. Let's not get stupid.
I have you both on, but there's something pressing in the news that I need to... not you, Tat, but okay. There's something that I got to talk to... my co-host about. Yes. I want your opinion on it,
too. Do you want me to leave
too.
The room? Oh, okay. Do you want me to plug my ears and go la, la, la?
Boy, this is a real hard choice. Sophie's choice here.
Do
leave
you want
the
me to
room or continue.
Actively?
I think I'll have you stay.
Okay.
Bean Dip, something happened. You mentioned Netflix. And something happened on Netflix a few weeks back.
Oh.
That on one of their popular shows, a show called Love is Blind. Tatiana, have you watched this?
I watched the first season when I had COVID. We binge watched the entire first season in one day.
So, in one day? Really?
Yeah,
okay.
It was one of those like COVID time warps where it was elastic time.
I mean, it's like 10 episodes, 10 hours.
I think
it's
we actually bailed on the final episode because we were like,
didn't even finish it.
Well, we were like, oh, we know. And then it was like the recap and I didn't care.
I did care. I watched every season. I love it.
You've watched every season, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. The titty slap.
Yeah. Okay, so... So on this not the final season, because I'm sure they're going to make more.
Well, they better. if they know what's good for them, if they know where they're getting their money from.
But the most recent season, I guess, there was an incident that happened off camera, apparently, but was talked about where one of the contestants gave the other contestant
a titty slap.
And then... called it by
a certain name that they seemed to all think was an actual thing, and they
they all agreed on it. No one said, "What are you talking about?" They all went, "Oh,
They all went, "Oh, okay." So an unexpected titty slap is a bean dip.
Yeah, and I heard this, and I called you up immediately, and I said, "Bean dip, we have to get into the studio."
And I thought, well, let's get into the studio, but I'm already suing.
So you're suing, who's in the lawsuit? Netflix, I would imagine.
Netflix, USA or Europe.
Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster's dictionaries and a cyclos.
The entire band 98 Degrees,
The
I
entire
would
band 98 Degrees. Also, the entire band of Frito-Lay for making bean dip.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, get them involved.
This is
copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement, yes. Any magazine that shows bare breasts is sued.
Really?
What about any woman who has breasts?
Well, I can't go that far, Todd.
Okay.
Todd? Yeah, because then suddenly you're suing 51% of the population.
That's right. And I can't sue who I'm for.
Yeah, exactly. So how's the lawsuit coming? So you're deep inside this at this point.
I'm deep inside this, Scott, and I'm just, hey, let me just tell you, man, I'm already so rich, but I'm about to get even richer.
Hell yeah.
Are you familiar with Elon Musk? Are you familiar with Jeff Bezos? Are you familiar with everybody that everyone's mad at because they got too much money?
Yeah, I wish I wasn't, but yes, I am familiar with these people.
Well, I'm fixing to be over them.
Over them. So you want to be the richest, not only just woman in the world.
Person
in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm fixing to be that. They should not have. There's an old phrase. Don't step where you can't do shit.
Don't step where you can't done shit. Okay.
Don't step where you can't. Done shit. Like
where your cat done shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I understand you.
Yeah.
Like, I really get you.
Yeah, thank you. Scott is trying to be obstinate.
I don't think I'm trying to be obstinate. I'm literally trying to interpret what you're saying.
Don't step where you can't done shit.
Don't step where your cat don't shit.
Where your cat
done shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Done now do who doesn't shit. Understand her?
All right.
Well, that's, I think if you could include Elon and old Bezos himself in this lawsuit, you could really, you know, steal all their money.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, they probably slap someone in the tit once or twice.
If you think they haven't, you have not learned how to read your own thoughts for correctness.
You have not learned how to read your own thoughts for correctness.
Okay, I heard that one. That was pretty clear.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
One doesn't get to be a billionaire without slapping a few titties.
No.
Right.
You got to grab a few pussies. You got to slap a few titties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how it goes, I guess. But they finna get got.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I think I would impose like a tax on any titty slap or any pee grabs.
A tit tax?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Titty tax.
A tap on the titty tax.
Yeah, a tack of the titty taxes.
The tit slap makes me feel like the tits are like walls. Like, they're shaped like a wall.
It's a hand to a tit.
Right, but, like, you're slapping...
Wait, you thought it was a tit to a tit slap?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing now, like a chest bone.
I thought they were just slapping them together, their own together.
No, this was a woman who went up to one of the contestants and just went, whoops!
And there was like, beamed up.
Yeah.
And then the controversy was she told her boyfriend to do it.
Fiance.
Oh, fiance. Oh. Yeah.
And it was one of the factors that contributed to them breaking up because he just casually mentioned it in front of a bunch of people like, oh, I heard that my fiance bean dipped you.
And he was like, I was told to maybe bean dip you today. And she was like,
what are you talking about? And he's like, ha ha ha, I heard that my fiance did that to you and she said maybe I should do it. And then the fiance is like, I told her that in confidence and it was a joke. You're not supposed to actually like bring it up to her.
That's the biggest marriage betrayal I've ever heard of.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And then she got mad, understandably like a person would, and then he got extra mad to prove that she was the wrong one. He was a full psycho.
Did he cry?
No, he just gets like pouty. That guy just gets like pouty. Like
he sleeps downstairs.
He sleeps downstairs. Oh. He goes to cheat with somebody, and then when she's like, "Were you cheating with somebody?" He's like, "How dare you, you fucking bitch!"
I mean, I don't know. You're paraphrasing a little bit, but and then Nick Lachey, he doesn't intervene at all.
He's
like, what is he there for if not to step in and go, hey, guys, of course it's me, Nick Lachey.
They love it.
what if you would each separately take a few beats? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's there to, just set up the whole show and then do the recaps at the end? Like, come on, get in there and get involved in these people's relationships.
I think him and Vanessa Lachey are there to stir the pot.
Yeah.
I think she's there to go like, oh, when y'all gonna have 5 kids?
It's interesting because I think she was embarrassed to be on the show the first season and she was like actively not doing a lot.
Right.
And then it became a huge hit. And then starting season 2, she's like really getting up in people's faces and going like, you need to do this and you need to do this.
Yeah.
And so
she likes to shame people.
Yeah, she likes to shame people.
She likes to go, you need to be on this TV show because of the merit.
I also found it interesting how often she negs her husband, and she admitted to going to therapy about it and trying to change her behavior because she was doing it on camera so much. I think it caused some friction in the household.
Well, it should. Wow. They both seem like a lot.
They're such good role models for all those Love is Blinders.
That's true. I mean
They want to be like the pie in the sky, like, oh, let's be like Nick and Vanessa, but hey, real talk, they seem disgusting.
Yeah, they get into some freaky
Do you think that if they got divorced, and I pray that they don't, but if they did, would they continue to do the show like the Flipper Floppers, you know, the El Musas, where they were divorced and couldn't stand each other, but they had a TV show, so they continued to do
Tarek.
Yes, Tarek and what's the other one who's
she
like?
She looks like Skipper.
Christina.
Christina.
Yeah, and she has a commercial now where she goes, "Hi, it's Christina again. I want to sell you." I'm like, again, this is our first interaction.
Yeah, bitch, where were you before?
To leave me out of your previously on Christina.
We just met, honey.
Who's Christina?
She's a flipper flopper anyway.
What's a flipper flopper?
From HGTVs.
Oh, from HGTV.
What do you want to talk about, Tatiana?
I guess
you
want to
talk about
houses.
Books or literature? What?
Yeah.
Books or literature.
I read this great book called The Bible recently.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
lots
one.
Of flipping and flopping happening. Dang. There.
Sure. Cover to cover.
Cover to cover.
Dang.
That whale that Jonah was in?
The whale
around.
That Jonah was in, and that got flipped and turned into an apartment.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. Yeah.
And sectioned off into a bunch
he
of
He was like, you know, it's actually pretty comfortable in here. Yeah. I was down here for like 60 days.
Exactly.
Anyone could live here.
That's right.
The thing you get out of living inside the well is like, oh, I didn't bring any artwork down here. Oh, but the ribs could be like a gallery wall.
Yeah, they could.
Or and a xylophone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, there's a lot of like guts and stuff like that, which is sort of like modern art.
Totally.
The little throat thing could be a punching bag.
The uvula. Oh, yeah, you have a gym right there in the throat.
Teeth are like toothbrushes.
The teeth are like toothbrushes.
Yeah, you use one of them a night.
You just have to go rub your face on
you rub your little mouth against them. Yeah.
Okay, now I was with you until that
the
one.
The stomach is like a little trampoline.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
When the whale poops, that's your TV.
Yeah.
The whale poops, it is your
It's like,
television.
Oh, hey, my show's on.
Oh, my show's on. You get a glimpse of the ocean as the poop comes out. And the ocean, you can see the ocean around it. Oh, well, great, my favorite show.
When the poop poop is out, but the anus is not contracted.
When it has a prolapse. Yeah.
You got to hold it open. You got to put your body between it. Stick your little head out.
I wonder if you could hear what the brain is thinking, too.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk to you.
You can key in. Yeah. You can stick your head between all those.
You know, they
synapses.
Invented the stethoscope so we could hear what, like, the heart is thinking. Shouldn't they invent a stethoscope for the brain where we can hear thoughts?
Yes.
I think it's called your mouth.
You got burned.
Oh, damn. Why are you high-fiving right now, Dib and Tatiana?
Yes, Tatiana.
Come on.
Roast him.
We're slapping titties together.
You're
bean dipping. That's our high five.
We're bean dipping, dog.
Tatiana, what do you got going on? you were, of course, a lot of people know that you were on the television show She-Hulk.
Right.
Where the fans rose up and
supported us.
And let you know what they thought of you.
Yeah. Oh, I get emails all the time. I get instructional emails on how to make it better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you do pretty well. You just are
great
not.
Great job, but.
Oh, but.
Some notes. Love the character. Some notes.
Oh, yes. Some notes on how to make this fictional green woman more real to them.
Did I ever tell you I got fan mail that was like, you're perfect for this part. We love you. Da da da. And the photo was of Alison Brie.
Oh. That's so cute.
I wanted to frame it.
You should sign it.
And
just give it back.
And I was like,
what's going on with that show? Are we seeing Jen Walters again? Are you in these new Avengers movies? We need to make some news here.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, Comedy Bang Bang, we're in our 15th year here. We have the 15th anniversary coming up in a few weeks.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
That's
but
cool.
the long slide into obscurity
has
begun. Yeah, out the
into
butt.
The
where
ocean.
Hopefully that anus is still open and we can see what's going on. But look, the show is losing its relevance.
Right.
You know, you got other shows out there with big celebrities, the Smartless Crew. They're getting all the attention. They get Joe Biden on. You know, it's like, Joe Biden, come on, Comedy Bang Bang.
You've been asking.
Talk to
for
Andre
years.
P. Neuer. But of course he won't. So what we need from you is we need to make some news. Every time you've been on the show before, you've made some news about what's going on in the Marvel Universe. What is happening?
I'm in all the movies.
Hey! Yes.
I not only do walk-bys a la Hitchcock, because I directed them all and wrote them.
Oh my God.
But also, I've just superimposed my face onto every other character.
Whoa!
So sorry, guys.
So you're sort of like Kang. They fired the guy.
I'm like Krang.
Yes, you're like Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
I know that's a thing now. Here's the thing. They fired that other Kang guy.
Yeah, that Kang guy.
I'd put you in the role. You're used to this shit. You know, playing all these different, doppelgangers and everything from Orphan Black.
I also know what Kang is.
You know what Kang is?
Yeah, I know what Kang is. You don't have to explain it to me.
No.
Definitely don't give me any backstory of what you mean by Kang. Because I know what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
you'd be great at it. You know, like sitting around, you play a nerdy version. You play a brash version.
Totally.
The homicidal version. You got all this on lock. You've done it before.
The New York version.
Yeah.
The Chicago version. The Detroit version.
Oh, those sound a little similar, honestly.
Well, there's nuances there that you're not picking up.
Oh, I see.
When
okay.
I'm kind of bopping my body up and down.
Oh, that's the physicality.
I'm doing it twice for Detroit.
I see.
We do once for Motor City.
Oh, so it's like Morse code body version.
Right.
Just stick Tatiana as Kang now, and you got the problem solved. And in fact, you could probably just use old footage from Orphan Black, and no one would notice, right?
Just Kang it up slightly.
Yeah.
Just Kang it to the side
a little. You know, make you have a purple
hat.
Have
a purple hat.
Yeah.
That Kang wears. And the little green kind of frilly doily thing around his neck.
He's got a doily. See, you know Kang.
I know Kang.
He's got like a cravat or something.
Yeah, and those little heart-shaped underwear.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Shaped like a heart. They don't have hearts on them, but they're shaped like a heart.
But he's probably wearing heart representative
beneath.
Underwear beneath. Yeah,
yeah,
obviously.
If he's the cartoon character that I know he is.
Of course, yeah.
For sure.
But then you also play She-Hulk.
Right.
And you hooked up with Daredevil in She-Hulk.
I fucked Daredevil.
And
off camera. They cut away from that.
Yeah. Was that important
but
to
we
you?
Did have to
did
do
you
it.
Request that?
I oh, did. So I wait, was you like, actually I'm method, did. It. So I'm like, I gotta fuck everybody I fuck on this show.
So you fucked Charlie Cox, the
no,
actor who played.
I fucked Daredevil.
Oh, wink, wink. Okay, got it. So you actually requested, hey, could we turn the cameras off during this?
Yeah. I was like, guys, just be in the room with me, but just avert the camera. You right. can stay here. You can watch.
Right. So the opposite of a closed set.
I love a non-closed set. I love a massively open public set on sex scene days. We don't charge. It's yeah. not pornography. It's no. just an experience we're all having as a...
Exactly.
Like, you know.
So you hook up with Daredevil, and you know Daredevil's going to be in these dang movies. So, like, it would be
right.
great to have a like one scene where like they're swinging towards, you know, the Beyonder or some shit, and they're like, "Oh, we got to stop this guy," and then Charlie Cox like does a double take, which he's blind, so I don't know if he can
does
do
a
it.
A double sense,
yeah, mm-hmm. double here,
a double here,
a double take with his ears, yeah. and goes like, "It's that chick I banged."
Yeah, but I think the problem was that I didn't like lock it down. I wasn't like, we should go steady. I think yeah. if I had been his GF,
yeah,
I'd be in all those movies.
Well, I would think that you'd be in the new Daredevil series, wouldn't you?
There's a new Daredevil series. Daredevil.
Now you're playing it coy. I know you're in it.
Yeah.
Because anytime you deny something, here's my theory. Anytime right. you deny and go like, what? You know about it and are part of it. And then anytime you lie about something, it's not true.
Ouch. You just read me like a book.
I read you to filth.
You read me to filth. For filth? To filth?
I don't know. Near filth?
Near filth adjacent?
Yes. Well, this is very exciting.
Yeah.
Because you're going to pop up in one of these, but they may just CGI the whole
Can
thing.
Can you not, aren't you, don't you write these comics? Can
I
you
mean,
not write me in?
I got to
write
be
like, yeah. and draw me written, drawn looking like me?
Yeah. I could probably do that. Yeah, let me call my friends at Marvel Comics and see if I could do that. But this is very exciting. Bean Dip, you want to be in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Bean Dip, what would your, like, superhero, what would your, like, thing be?
Probably, like, if I, you know, like, if I'm walking near something that's, like, all dirt, you know, I could, like, shoot stuff on my fingers and then corn would grow.
Corn would grow? Okay, so you're, like, the incredible corn lass.
Yeah, like I can feed any place where they need some food.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. You know, all these superheroes, they beat up you know, poor people who are just trying to, like, you know, steal some bread. Like yeah. You know, like Jean Valjean's style.
This was absolutely taken down by superheroes.
Oh my god, can you imagine Batman v Jean Valjean?
I was like, Russell Crowe played Javert, he played Batman.
Yes.
Didn't he?
No, but who plays Jean Valjean again? Oh, it was you. He played, but he's Wolverine. Wolverine v. Jean Valjean.
That's pretty good.
Wait, who played Jean Valjean?
Yeah,
now I'm confused.
Well, Hugh Jackman played Jean Valjean.
Yeah, he did, right?
And he played Wolverine.
Let's get these two in a movie together.
Let's get them on a real life street fight.
Yeah. But first, let's just make them street fight.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe we have some cameras set up.
Yeah, for sure.
And take some footage. Everyone watches an open set.
Yeah.
Won't be hard to get a few GoPros.
It won't?
No.
I mean, it'll be expensive, but it won't be hard.
It won't be hard.
How many GoPros do you have, Bean Dip?
Right now I got about 1,600.
And on you right now?
1,600?
Yeah, well, in my car.
That's too many GoPros. Yeah. How do you even fit in your car?
Come on, dude. They're tiny.
But they're tight. But 1,600 of anything is going to take up some space.
All you need in a car, man, is a place to sit for where your hands get on the wheel.
Isn't it hard to imagine that 1,600 pennies is just $16?
That's disgusting.
Like, that it can't even get you anything. Gross. It's sweet greed.
No, that's disgusting. Gross. Whoever thought of 1,600 pennies that much is a dick.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, look, guys, we have to take a break, but... we have a dating expert coming up. Is that Ooh. This exciting to either of you? I mean, Bean Dip, you're up in these streets. You have so much going on.
I need some advice right now, so this will be great for
me. Oh, you
do? Yeah, because my romance stuff is getting a little bit tricky.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well, and then, you know, who knows what's going on with you? You keep it very private.
I'm so ready to get back on the scene.
You're ready to get back in the scene?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, let's
bring them on.
Let's take a break. Let's tarry no further. We'll take a break. And then when we come back, we have a dating expert. That's right. Lothario Lewis is here. This is so exciting. We're going to be right back with more Tatiana Maslany, more Bean Dip. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Tatiana Maslany of The She-Hulk Show.
Hi.
The She-Hulk Variety Hour. And what else? There was that Perry Mason show.
I did that Perry Mason show.
Yeah, you played
one
like,
season.
Like a crazy a preacher or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You ever get wet on that show? You know, Wet Day was just
so
last week.
I got so fucking wet on that show.
Yeah. Well, when you're a Baptist or when you're a preacher, you do baptisms.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. And yes, soaking wet.
Yeah, you were soaking wet, right? That's very exciting for Wet Day.
Wet Day.
Wet Day is the holiday. It was just on the 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. So I bet you were really wet on Wet Day.
I was super wet on Wet Day. I'm wet every day. I try to wake up wet and go to bed dry.
I love to hear that. We also have Bean Dip here. Bean Dip from obviously the owner and proprietor of the W Hotel out here in Los Angeles.
Yes, as well. But not the other ones for the other places.
Yeah, that's right. How's your business going? Selling the cucumbers in hot dog buns?
It's going great, Scott. I don't know if you know, but we've expanded it.
You've expanded to what? Like expanded locations or your menu?
More shops and the menu.
Oh, really? So what are you selling now?
Well, now we do pizzas that are also inside of buns.
Oh, okay. So like rolled up almost like a calzone?
Like a pizza, a whole piece, a triangle piece of slice, but it's shoved into a bun,
just
a hot dog bun.
Oh, I love that. More carbs.
Yeah, more carbs, man. But unless you want a meat lover, get your protein.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you want to meet lovers, get your protein. Yeah,
yeah, unless you want to meet lovers, get your protein. But if you want your carbs, hey, get just a plain pizza with no meat on it, shoved in a hot dog bun. It will only cost you $14.50.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. More than 1,600, or less than 1,600 pennies. I guess what I meant is 1,600 pennies is more than that. And it would give you a little bit of change, 150 pennies.
Yeah, 150 pennies and your carb loading. So go ahead and run your marathon, you dicks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You ever run a marathon?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've won a couple.
Really? You've won marathons? Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
New York City.
New York City? Yeah. It's always someone from Kenya.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then I guess I'm from Kenya, bitch.
Is that a shirt? Gotta get some shirts going. Well, guys, it's, why are we wasting time here? You know, you both have questions. We need answers. This is his first time on the show. He's a dating expert. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Lothario Lewis.
Hey.
It's great to meet you.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing really well.
Hello to you.
Tat,
hello
this is Bean Dip.
Hello, Tat.
Hi, Lothario.
Hello, Bean. Scott, I've been receiving your emails. I understand that you want to cheat on your wife. You are ready for Scott. Infidelity.
And
I am here to help you.
Okay. I don't know that I meant for those emails to be public, but
this is a public thing.
Did you think this was just a confidential one-on-one?
I thought we was having a one-on-one and I see you brought a couple.
Okay. No, they're guests on the show. As are you, and these are microphones we're talking into right now.
I thought that was for me to hear you better, so you could tell me what you want to do in regards to cheating on your spouse.
No, this is actually a public podcast.
I was like, Scott's getting freaky already, especially with all that wet conversation y'all just had.
Okay,
Scott, didn't tell me it was going to be a couple hands up in here.
Yeah, Scott, that seemed like you were really gunning for her.
Okay, no,
this
is just a misunderstanding, honestly, including what he's saying. Taking that out of the conversation, what type of dating expert are you?
I'm an expert in teaching you how to cheat on your spouse.
Okay. Well,
yes.
All right. Well, Bean Dip, I know you had some questions for the dating expert. Does that fit into your parameters?
This is perfect, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know you were married.
I'm not married, dude. But I've been in a committed thing for me, as you know. I date a few public people.
Charlize Theron,
Bobby Cannavale, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
But anyway, Charlize wanted to get back together, but she wants it to be too serious. So I need to figure out a way to like do stuff on the side. So I'm really glad that Lothario's here.
Okay, absolutely. Great.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, well,
and Scott, you didn't tell me it was going to be so freaky in here.
I don't consider this to be freaky. This is just a normal episode.
Exposed brick when there's supposed to be sound being caught.
Yeah, I know. Scott,
you didn't tell me.
There's a fireplace going.
There's a fireplace going.
I mean, this is
there
kind of
is
a personal
tuna fish on the screen.
This is a personal residence that I had to turn into a. Into a recording studio.
A freak hut.
call it a freak hut.
You did say come here today to the freak hut for the recording.
Did he tell you that?
That's what I got too.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's a nickname, you know, but you can't say something. You can't say nicknames are actual names.
When I said that I would allow him to take on my services, he did say meet him in the freak hut. And I said I'll be there with the quickness. It's going to be sweet butter biscuits when I get there.
You did say that. Yeah, I will. I can confirm that conversation happened. But tell us about your process. What exactly do you do?
Well, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
So let's say you, a person who has sent me an email saying that you wanted to cheat on your spouse, are ready to start cheating on your spouse. First, we go out and we hit the town.
Okay.
You see a little that you like.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, by the way.
And you walk right up to her and you get the show going. Hey, how you doing? My name is Scotty D. You know why they call me that? You can take a guess. It's because of my dick. And that's it. That should do it. That should do it.
Okay, that should do it, really. Yeah. Okay, well.
And that's at a bar. Do you like going to bars and things like that?
Not especially.
Where do you like going?
Nowhere really, but I mean, if I had to, maybe a bookstore.
A bookstore?
Or the local cinema.
Hey, are those books you're reading? You know what books contain? A lot of different letters. But you know my favorite letter is D. That stands for dick.
Do I need the music when I do this?
Absolutely. That's the only way it works.
Do I need to download it on my phone or can I just play it through an app?
Definitely download it. Don't use digital streaming platforms. The artists don't get those payments.
Okay.
They get paid half a pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to be doing this a lot.
16th of pennies on the dollar. So you should buy the song.
Buy the song,
and play it.
Okay.
That way.
All right.
1,600 pennies.
And they might get $16 out of it.
1,600 pennies of Avenue Avenue.
So
what it's where my president lives.
That's right. Yeah, an address that changes all the rules, according to Wesley Snipes. I'm sensing that a lot of your technique is just steering the conversation back to the letter D somehow.
What? Scott, me?
When you say me, like we've met before, and I know your qualities
how dare you say something?
He's acting like Tariq's wife.
Yeah,
he is. Christina again.
Yeah, pulling on Christina.
Wow.
Scott,
where else is somewhere you like to go? You like to go to bookstores?
You know, I might like to go to a park.
Park? Sure. Hey, those kids are playing over there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Can you land this plane or do we need to abort?
Excuse me? Abort? Speaking of kids.
Okay, no. I kind of preferred it when you were steering everything back to the letter D.
Well, you didn't let me get to it, Scott.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So you had a park.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you see those kids playing over there? You see that barbecue grill? Tossing and turning all that meat. Yeah. Ooh, he's got some big old Polish sausages on there. You know what those remind me of? The country of Denmark. And you know what that starts with? The letter D.
Okay, can I ask you something on that one?
Please.
Okay. Yeah,
I have a question too. I think it's the same one.
I'm always down to answer questions.
It's pretty interesting because it seemed like we were getting on a direct train from Polish sausages to D for dick. But then we went to Denmark, and I think there must be a complex reason why.
Because when you're cheating on your spouse, women love wordplay.
Okay, but the words need to make sense, don't
Let's
they?
Let's say you need a little bit of, you know, some way.
Believe me, I know what you're saying at this point. But
Todd, where do you like to go?
I love to go, you know, to the mall.
The mall?
Yeah.
So you're looking to cheat on your spouse with another man?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Or a woman.
Or a woman? Which one? Choose. Because that affects it, especially the place like the mall. Okay. Well, okay.
That affects it. So wait, which
one
did you pick?
Why does that affect it?
Well, I think he's trying to get back to the word D, and if it's not a woman,
Not exactly. It just affects what stores we in the mall.
Let's go straight for men.
Okay. Hey, I'm Todd. That starts with a D. S-T-U-V. Vagina.
Wow. Okay, can I ask one more question about this?
Oh, please. Yeah, please.
Huh.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't finish that one.
Oh, great. Good. That must be the thing.
Yeah, that must be the thing.
Yes, do you have this in a size 4? Miss it.
That was the finish?
Because you still got a shot. Forgive me for picking your size. I don't know if that's the size you wear.
That's the size I identify with.
Okay. I mean, it's not very elegant.
What? Me?
You.
Scott.
This person I just met?
Me? Lee? Thario?
Lewis? Lewis? I'm still stuck on what does Denmark have to do with Poland?
Everywhere is Europe, Scott.
That's true. I guess it's Europe.
Look at those tuna fish on the screen. Wow, it's a real freak den in here.
Yeah.
It sure is, man.
It's a screensaver. I'm sorry. I don't know. Tat, what do you think of that technique? Does that help you at all?
I mean, I'm definitely intrigued.
You're going to be cheating in no time.
Yeah, I feel there's a cheating tickle happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bean Dip, you had a question for me.
Well, I did. I guess I'm a little thrown by, and I think I just must have not got it, but STU before the V for vagina. Mm-hmm. I just was wondering what they stand for.
Suck tot you vagina.
Oh, right, it's a question. Right.
I guess I didn't realize it was even an acronym. They were just sequential letters
y'all
in the alphabet.
Are not thinking.
Suck.
Cheatingly.
I see. So is there a difference in your technique if you weren't cheating on your spouse?
I don't understand.
Well, say you were just a single person. And
who?
Me?
I am perpetually in relationships.
Oh, you are?
Married.
Oh.
Like perpetually married?
Perpetually married.
Like you're a serial monogamist?
Serial monogamist.
Hmm.
Except when I'm cheating.
Okay. And how often is that, if I may ask?
Never. I would never do that to my partner. However, you, Scott, emailed me.
Okay. Look, I heard you were a dating expert, and I just emailed you about, like, not for me, but I want to hear these techniques for
when a married man emails a dating expert, what is he trying to do?
He's trying to cheat.
Yeah. I'm not trying to groom anyone. I'm not trying to cheat.
Oh, that's why you chose the park. Hey, look at those kids playing over there.
Okay, stop.
I'm Scott Aukerman.
Stop. No, that's not me. Please don't. No one isolate that and make that a drop or anything like that. Please. That was not my voice. That was Lothario Lewis.
Lothario, can we do I'm playing Scott Aukerman and you're the person that I meet that I want to cheat with?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. That will help me understand.
I love improv.
Great.
You love improv? What improv have you seen?
Oh my gosh. Everything.
Everything? You're a completist.
I'm a completist.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, where are you?
Having
guys?
Trouble with your music? What's going on?
We need to give them a location.
I'm waiting on. So this is truly improv where we get a location?
Could I please get a location?
An occupation?
From the
They're
cheaters.
In an art gallery.
Art gallery?
And do we need to give them an object or a.
Yeah, or an open
style.
That's more short form.
Oh, okay. We're going long form on this.
We can do long form.
This will be a 30-minute set.
I don't know that we have time for this to be a herald.
Thank you, art gallery.
Oh, hey. Hi. I see those kids on that field trip looking at that painting. Do you?
I do see them kids.
Wow. I wonder if any of them have dicks.
And scene.
Okay, wow. I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. Say, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Scott Aukerman.
No, that was not me. I don't want to be associated with this.
Scott, you emailed me
just to be on the show. You sounded like an interesting guest.
Anytime I get an email, especially from a man. I know what he wants to do. I'm like Hitch. Hitch was based off of me.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, man. You know, that's a Scott hasn't seen. Maybe you should do an episode.
Lothario hasn't seen it.
Hey, we don't require our guests to have seen them before.
No, Lothario
What's
has
the
seen,
story of it?
Lothario has maybe seen on TBS.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like I've seen the scene where he has a big allergic reaction.
What's he allergic to? I'm not supposed to know too many details about these movies before we watch them, but what's he allergic to?
Bees?
Bees? Yeah, that bees. Rhymes with D.
Bees are shellfish bees or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bees rhymes with D, and that stands for?
Scotty D. Scott Aukerman. Hey, is that a bus full of school children over there?
No. It's not. It's just a regular bus.
Scott, I think you are taking this in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, I'm just making an observation on the surroundings. When you were cheating, the woman that you were trying to cheat with loves to see that you can be visible. You can see things.
So they want to be able to see me and they want to know that I can see them?
Yes.
Yeah.
That you can see them. And then as soon as you see them and they feel seen, it's sweet butter biscuits, baby.
Okay.
Sweet butter biscuits.
I don't know that. Look, first of all, I'm not the one who wants to cheat. And I don't think these tips.
Oh, yeah. Todd wanted to cheat.
Yeah.
Todd.
I want to cheat.
That was with a woman. That was with a man. That one was with a man. Now let's do it with a woman.
Okay.
And where are you at?
Where am I?
Hello, we are Lothario Lewis. Could I please have a suggestion?
I'm at the DMV.
At the DMV.
Oh, this is a great place to pick up women.
It's where I'm the horniest.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, miss. I don't understand how to fill out this part of the form. See, was I supposed to put my previous... I've lived in multiple addresses. So am I supposed to put all my addresses that I've lived in the past 10 years or just the most recent address? Okay. I'm sorry. Please don't send me to another window. Oh, you're going to give me another ticket? Okay. Now serving D174.
I mean...
That was so hot. Like the attention to detail.
Yeah, a lot of
detail.
The
way that he like created where we were.
Yeah.
He was really...
I don't know that you needed the leap to the number being D174 when D is right there in the location DMV.
No.
You want a double D at all times.
That's two on the tip.
Okay. Look, Lothario, we need to take a break.
I don't know that
these are good tips.
Not good. Scott. Me?
Yes, you, guy I just met. We need to take a break, but can you stick around?
Me?
Yes, you. Stick around. When we come back, we'll have more with Lothario here. We'll have more with Bean Dip and more Tatiana Maslany. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Tatiana Maslany is here from Orphan Black. And were you in a movie?
I was in a movie, Stronger. Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws here.
I've been doing it since I was 9 years old.
Yeah, what's the Stronger movie I've been hearing
about? The Stronger
about?
Movie is a movie I did with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Brother to Maggie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know that.
Yeah. She ever come by the set and be like, hey, I know this guy.
She came by and she's like, what are you doing on this? There's only room for one actress. We had a whole fight.
Yeah. There's usually a one actress per movie kind of rule. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially at the time.
Yeah.
This was pre-me too. So
oh,
it was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Slim Pickens.
I got to watch that. Who is it referring to, him or you?
Yeah, it was a fight between the two of us. Which one's stronger? I know you've seen the Roadhouse or whatever trailer.
Right,
You'd think it was him.
You would think, yeah.
You would think.
The way he's jacked
but
himself up.
But where did
up.
You think he learned how to get so jacked?
Hell yeah.
Right?
From you,
Hell
She-Hulk
yeah,
herself.
Brother.
The She-Shredder. We also have Bean Dip is here. And
hey, Scott.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
I like how you say hey, Scott, every time we have an interaction.
Who, me?
Yes, I'm talking. When I talk to you, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay.
And that goes for everyone on the show, including Lothario here.
I guess a lot of us aren't real clear on when you're talking to us.
Yeah, no, I am talking to you. Lothario Lewis is also here. I'm talking to him.
Hey, what animal is that on your screen right now?
It's a dolphin,
dolphin
on the screensaver, yeah.
Dolphin. Spell that for me.
Well, backwards, it's N.
Now spell it forward.
D.
Stop.
Well, guys, it's time to play one of our favorite features on this show. We play it every week, and this week is no exception. It's time to play a little game called Would You Rather? All right, it's time to play Would You Rather.
That's Sondheim the Frogs, right?
We don't like to say exactly, but fair use, whatever it is.
Oh, right.
My song is not.
It's time to play Would You Rather. We all know how this is played. People send us Would You Rather scenarios to our X account. That's right. They changed it from Twitter to X. My favorite website, x.com. And that is CBBWIR, Comedy Bang Bang, Would You Rather. People send us Would You Rather scenarios. I will read it out loud. I will then open the floor for questions. Please do not ask me questions before the floor is opened. That is very rude. But once I open the floor for questions, you're free to ask anything you want. You don't have to go one by one. You just get in there early and often, ask as many questions as you like. That'll help you narrow down your choice. When I close the floor for questions, there will be no more questions asked. And I'm going to have to stick you to that. If you ask any more questions, that will really, really anger me. And then I'll go around the horn and I'll ask you which of the scenarios you have picked. And then we'll tally up the points and we'll see who wins. All right, here we go. All right. This comes to us from Alexander Adrock, a.k.a. at Adrock512. Alexander asks, would you rather be able to make Beetlejuice appear anytime you're in a work meeting or hear the Jaws theme anytime someone you don't want to talk to approaches before you ever see them? Would you rather have the ability to make Beetlejuice appear anytime you're in a work meeting or hear the Jaws theme anytime someone you don't want to talk to approaches before you even see them? What do you think?
What's work, Scott?
Is that a question?
That's a question.
I haven't opened the floor.
Oh!
Now, you're a longtime listener of this show.
Oh, my God.
We got to know each other because you came to an actual live show dressed as a Ninja Turtle.
Right.
So presumably you're familiar with the rule. We play it every week.
Okay. It's been a long time. I've been hearing it. I was excited to ask a question.
All right. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to dock you points. That's negative 371. Beantip, you're at zero. Lothario, you're also at zero. All right. I'm opening the floor for questions.
Lothario asks.
By the way, you don't need to phrase it like Jeopardy or in the third person.
What does Beetlejuice bring to the table?
That's a great question, honestly. Oh, yeah. Look, you've seen the movie Beetlejuice,
Lothario hasn't seen?
Oh, we got to do an episode of Lothario Hasn't Seen about Beetlejuice.
I've seen parts, bits and pieces.
Well, you know, that's a lot like some of the bodies in Beetlejuice. They're just in bits and pieces because of the way they died. But
I remember Gina Davis in that movie. Is it real? Yeah,
you know. I know exactly what you're saying. Well, he's got an irreverent sense of humor. We can all agree on that. Mm. He kind of says the things that we're all thinking that we dare not say, but because he's dead and has no filter, I don't know which influences him more, but he says these things and we're all just like, Beetlejuice, God. I mean, I was thinking it, but you said it? So he kind of would bring a sense of fun to these proceedings. He would make things float in the air, I can only imagine. He would disrupt the meetings. I would imagine there'd be a big commotion so that it's almost like throwing a smoke bomb in the middle of a meeting. Like you'd be able to escape the meeting and everyone would be like, well, what happened to Carl? Oh, who knows what happened? I mean, Beetlejuice just appeared.
Who?
Oh, I mean, Lothario, of course. Yes. Does that help? Does that help you?
Me?
Yeah. Now I am talking to you.
Yeah, that helps. Thank you so much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, I got a little bit of a question. If the Jaws theme is going to play, is it going to be from inside your head, like you had to have an implant in order to hear it, or is it like a personal speaker?
That's a great question. So is it like connected via Bluetooth to something that you carry around with you? That seems like it would be a drag, wouldn't it? Constantly have to have like...
It'll make your bag pretty heavy whenever you're trying to, like, maybe if you're trying to run.
Yeah, no, it's inside your head.
Uh-huh.
People can hear it if they press their ear up against your ear.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, they can hear it kind of faintly.
Oh.
So if you're ever ear to ear with someone, you know, then...
Ear to ear. Hey, you hear that? I do too. Because we're ear to ear. I'm Scotty D. What's that sound? It's the sound of children's laughter. In a meadow. In a meadowlark. Meadowlark. M-E-A-D.
I thought you were getting to Meadowlark Lemon somehow from the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's what I was thinking.
And then you're going to go to Sweet Georgia Brown. And from there, I don't know. but yes, I hope. Does that answer your question?
That really does. Thank you, Scott.
Wonderful. In fact, I enjoyed that question so much, I'm going to give you 2 points.
Oh, thank goodness.
There you go. Yes.
Can I ask a question now?
You know, just you asking that makes me so angry, I'm going to dock you another 2 points. That's 373 in the negative.
God.
Just ask your question. You don't have to ask me. You know the rules.
Does Beetlejuice do a meeting? Does he do a presentation for you?
Like
has
a PowerPoint?
Yes. Has he prepped the subject matter? Is he aware of the company that he's showing up at? Like, is he standing in for you?
Is he helpful?
When you have to, yeah.
I think the first couple of times, honestly, he's as surprised as you are to be there. And so he doesn't know the company. But, you know, after a while, you brief him and he gets debriefed on what the company is, the parameters of your job and what you require of him when he is summoned. So after a little while, he becomes very helpful and he spends the off hours in that sort of alternate universe or, you know, wherever he happens to reside in, kind of becoming very familiar with the company and prepping PowerPoints for you and everything.
Oh, wow.
So and after a while, like honestly, the third time you summon Beetlejuice in the middle of a meeting, people are like, oh, yeah, this is Tad again. and so they're used to it. And so you can just kind of step out and go, Beetlejuice is going to take over for me now, guys. And you just step out.
And then I lean back in my chair, put my hands up and put my feet on the table.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
A power move. I like
feet
that.
On the table. Scott, I knew it. I knew why you called me today.
Why?
You wanted to hear this woman talk about her feet.
I mean, I don't mind.
Of course,
it doesn't gross me out.
Of course, you don't, because
it's not, you know, enticing me or anything.
Enticing you, Scott. We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Okay. He did say, "Take off your shoes" when we came in.
He did.
Today.
Yeah. He did.
Well, it's raining
out
there.
He did not say that to me.
I have to admit, though, me and Tad both have our shoes off, and when I just took my shoes off, Scott Aukerman did say, "Hey, get those socks off too, honey."
Look, your socks are filthy, though. You have to admit that.
Oh, big deal, Scott. I used them to walk in a river earlier.
Yeah, it's raining outside, and your shoes are bad enough, but then I saw your socks, and they're covered in leaves and filth and grime.
Yeah, it's a new thing, man. Have you ever heard of Wim Hof cold plunge? Have you ever heard of health hacks?
I guess. Like, yeah.
Well, walking your socks in nature, that's going to keep you alive and healthy for many years.
You might catch cold with wet socks.
Oh, get out of here with this 1950s bullshit.
You know what heals colds, this guy?
What heals colds?
Dimetap. And what does Dimetap start with, Scott? Spell it for me, Scott.
Well, there's one letter and then there's I-M-E.
What is that one letter, Scott?
It's D.
I'm surprised you didn't go with vitamin D.
Yeah, Dimetap. It's an unnecessary step.
Gosh, Dimetap is delicious.
It is really good.
Yeah. I've had it for
the
a
flavor.
Long time. Have they really? Because when I was a child, it was delicious grape.
Yeah. Any other questions regarding this choice?
No.
I feel pretty solid.
You feel solid, really? Even though you don't know about the other themes that play in your head when other things happen, you, I mean...
Oh, I didn't know.
Soundtrack?
Well, you're not asking the right questions, are you?
I have another question.
Yes.
What's the theme that plays when you're cheating on your wife?
I think it might be this song, actually.
Oh, yeah? Is this an option for the Would You Rather?
I think it might be. What song is this, by the way? I know it as the sample that Big Papa uses.
This is Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers.
That's right. Yes, the Brothers Isley.
1983, Scott. Mm-hmm,
yes. Between the Sheets for you and me.
Wow, you have such a beautiful singing voice.
Let's take it back to 1983 for Scott. Let's see. Scott was 13 years old, and that was the best time of his life. Running around school with all those kids.
Okay, look. Please, I just want to make it clear to the listener, this is not me saying these things. This
you
is...
were 13, Scott is 5.
I guess, but I don't have an affinity for that era in any particular way.
A connection is made.
I sing that every time I play Connections from the New York Times.
Do you really? Do you just go boom?
I go I don't do that part because it's just, you got to get into the game.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Connection is made, but let's get in it. Well, I try to make, you know, like Boulder's fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not trying to make Boulder's fall.
Yeah, I was like, are you trying to do sound effects of Boulder's falling?
Thank you for that one. I needed that one.
Thank you, chat.
So really, no other questions. I mean, the floor is not closing for another 5 minutes. We're just going to be sitting here staring at each other.
Huh. Okay, well, I'll ask you something.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got nothing better to do.
Okay. If Beetlejuice is going to come to your work meeting, will he be bringing any coffee? Also, if he brings coffee, will he start to get very, will he get rowdy and disruptive? And will he do some jokes? Well, and if he does jokes, will they be knock-knock or will they be regular old-fashioned, hey, three people walked into this place?
Great question, Bean Dip. You know, honestly, like, Beetlejuice, the way he normally acts, I'm kind of like, maybe we need to switch to decaf. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious, Scott. Yes, that's hilarious. Oh, fuck.
Choked to death. Fuck, yeah. That's so funny. Oh. But to answer your question, yeah, he does. He does bring coffee.
Wait, what was the kind of coffee he brought?
he brings coffee pean and coffee
pean. Oh, now, dang. Lothario, did you hear that?
I did. He was going to say coffee pean and tea leaf.
You got me. thank you for that question, Bean Dip. That's another great question. I'll give you another 2 points. You're at plus 4. Yeah.
Okay. So the soundtrack, when the jazz soundtrack plays, is this from an entire orchestra? Are we talking a MIDI version of the song?
Oh, great question. So almost like it's a 1988 computer game, Atari game or something like that?
Yeah, it's like a truncated sort of... Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
The jazz soundtrack.
Yeah.
Or is it John Williams' full orchestra?
You have a tiny John Williams inside your skull conducting it with an even tinier orchestra.
Does he take requests?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow. Oh.
But only songs he's written.
Oh.
So you can do like the Superman theme, the Can You Read My Mind?
Oh, you have a beautiful voice too.
Oh, Bean Dip and I, we both have beautiful voices to you.
I can read your mind. Tell me who's on top of your brain.
Answering the musical question, Can You Read My Mind? Bean Dip with I Can Read Your Mind. Does that help you narrow down your choice?
Yeah,
I'm gonna dock you another 3 points.
God.
You're negative 376.
Is it Beetlejuice from Michael Keaton's or is it Beetlejuice from Howard Stern's?
Oh, you thought it was the Michael Keaton one? No, it's the Howard Stern one.
Oh, okay, good to know. Good to know.
I've got another question.
Yes.
Is Beetlejuice butt naked?
Hell yeah, brother. Of course he is. You think I'm going to bring Beetlejuice to a meeting and not make him be butt naked? Especially the one from Howard Stern?
Yes,
of course. Yeah.
The private parts poster.
Yeah, of course. Great question. I'm going to give you 1 point for that, Lothario.
Sweet.
So the score right now is nice. Bean Dip, you're in the lead with 4.
Great.
Lothario, you have 1.
Please,
you are negative 376 at this point. Crap.
Give Tat my 4.
Okay.
Oh my God, Bean Dip.
We can do that.
Great.
So negative 372, Bean Dip, that puts you at 0. But just because you did that, I like your style, I'm going to give you another 4 points.
Oh, man.
Bean Dip, that's so generous of you. It's like you're deliberately.
Are you emphasizing the D?
Helping me out.
Oh, Lothario! Is she coming for me, Lothario?
Actually, Scotty D, give Tot my one.
Oh, okay.
Bringing
oh
her God. Score to what?
To 371 in the negative.
No, wait. Because she was at 374. And then she got 4 from Bean Dip. That puts her at 370.
No, she was at 300 minus 376.
Give him back one of my points.
What do you want her to get to?
Give him one of my points.
That's going to help trigger whatever you want to do.
Scott, I think you know what I wanted to get to.
I don't, really.
I wanted to get to 370.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Area code 370. Do you know what area code 370 is?
I don't. What
69.
Is it? Where is area code 37?
370 is the Lithuanian country code.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it is dialed after IDD.
What? Look, I've been on board with most of these. Well,
you know where Lithuania is close to? Denmark.
I guess. All right, I've closed the floor for questions. The 5 minutes has elapsed. I'm so sorry. If you had any more questions, we're not going to get to them. I'm very, very sorry. Currently, the score is we have Bean Dip at 4 points. Lothario, you have 0. You were you have -1 because you want to give Tad another one.
No, I only had one.
You had one, but then you gave her one.
Yes, it.
Which got her to 371, but you wanted to get her to 370, so I took another one away from you.
Oh, fair enough.
So, but Tad is at negative 370. So I'm going to ask you for your choices and why. Let's go around the horn. Let's start with Tatiana. What?
I'm going straight with Beetlejuice, because I want to see that little wet butt shaking its shaking its little business business body.
His BB.
His little BB in a meeting.
All right. Great. So we got Beetlejuice. All right. Bean Dip, how are you voting?
I got to go for the Jaws thing, because I really appreciate it when I found out it's a real life John Williams orchestra.
And by the way, he never dies in this scenario.
Obviously, so Scott.
So he should be happy about it.
Right. So he gets to live on. And I think it's cool you can request anything from him. So I'd love to have a soundtrack day every day. Good night.
Yeah. All right. And Lothario, how are you voting?
I'm going to go with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Because delight come and me want to nut.
I mean, cum is already in that. You didn't need to just change it.
D, like cum, and me wan go nut.
Okay, all right. All right, well, Bean Dip, I'm so sorry you did not pick the right answer. You did.
Oh,
Jaws
crap.
Is incorrect. So,
that's okay.
So because you both picked the right answer, you both get 1 point. So that takes you, Lothario, that takes you to 0. Bean Dip, you have 4.
Okay.
Which means you're a winner. And Tat, that takes you to 3. What? 69.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, baby.
You're not going to start the music on that?
For what?
You've never done that, my man?
For what?
He only does letters, not numbers.
Scott, okay. That's gross.
Yeah, don't be gross, Scott.
All right, I'm sorry.
I would have never answered your email to cheat on your wife. I knew you were going to be disgusting about it.
Well, that is, of course, how we play a little game called Would You Rather? right. Good game, guys. That was exciting. B-Dip, I, you know, honestly, when you voted Jaws and I knew it was the wrong answer, I was like, boy, the other two are going to pull it out.
Well, that's good. I think that's great for them. I think it's, I honestly, they, I think it's very sad that you are sort of worried about, oh, they're going to pull it out, or well, somebody's going to lose. It just shows deep, deep jealousy.
Mm. Well, I mean, you won in the end, you know, they weren't able to make up the chasm.
Yeah. How deep is that jealousy?
Oh, boy. That's it? Okay. Well, guys, we are running out of time there. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs. It's very easy to mix those two things up because they had very similar purposes. One was to feed Africa, and one was to brag about how they're going to win the Super Bowl. Very similar songs. We are the Bears. We are the children. Shove it through. Shove it on down. Put it through. We're so bad. We know we're good. There's a choice we're making. Blowing your heart like a new good foot. You know we're just strutting fun. Strutting our step for everyone. Open the plug bag, please. All right, boy, Lothario, you found that very funny.
I rather enjoyed that.
That was, of course, based on the conversation we had with Jermaine Fowler a few weeks back when he revealed that he always got We Are the World confused with the Super Bowl shuffle. And that was We Are the World Champion Chicago Bears by Chris Finke. Thank you so much to Chris. Great plugs theme. And guys, what are we plugging here? Tad, what do you have here?
I'm plugging my demo reel.
Oh, cool.
For future employment.
Yeah. Oh, great. What's on your demo reel?
Who edited it? Yeah. I had a professional editor do it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Collected all the work I have been up to lately.
So like every line you've ever spoken
every
on any
I've
show?
Every line I've ever spoken. Quick cuts. And it's alphabetized so that, you know.
Have you ever thought about like if you really did that and just took like, you did 5 seasons of Orphan Black. You did 1 season of that Perry Mason. You did a few movies, apparently one called Stronger.
Right.
And then you did 10 episodes of She-Hulk or so. Like if you just edited together every line you've ever done, like,
yeah,
and just did it really quickly where like there's no pause in between the lines, like, and it probably would come out to like maybe 90 minutes. And that's right. The summation of your life and your work.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It almost doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah. I'm going to retract the demo. There's other careers I'm kind of interested in, like, maybe pursuing at this point.
Yeah.
So
you sort of have, like, a lab coat on or something like
that's
that.
That's what my husband said as I was leaving this. I was like, what am I serving today? He said, lab coat chic.
You look sort of like, you know, Beaker on the Muppets.
He said,
and the coat is not helping.
No. And these vials that I have?
Yeah, well, that's
these
a
bubbly
big, yeah,
vials.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go into science.
But look, you're available to be cast in things. Are you still offer only, or is the work thinned out so
oh,
much
no.
that you're... Oh, no. You're going out and auditioning?
Yeah, my quote has gone down. The only quote I've got is, give me a job.
Well, that's great. I mean, you're available. This is the thing.
Yeah.
More people need to come on here and be honest about the fact that they need work.
Right.
And this is a great platform. People who cast things listen to this show.
Definitely.
So, like, you know, you're an Emmy Award winning actress. Like, let's put you in shit. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for saying that.
You're one of the great treasures of American cinema and television.
That's true.
That is delightful to hear.
You're again stressing D.
What? No, I'm not.
You mentioned your husband. Is that the one you're going to cheat on?
Probably out of all of her husbands,
out of every
probably.
Husband.
Is that the one specifically that you're going to cheat on? Or is it one of the others?
I haven't decided.
Gotcha.
Again, saying D.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bean Dip, what are we plugging?
I'll plug some stuff in front of mine.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah, you have one of you've talked about a friend you have.
Yeah, I got
on
this,
other shows.
I got this friend, Edie. I say watch Edie is her name. Scott.
What's the last syllable in that?
Oh yeah, D baby.
Okay, great. Yeah, just a nod to it. That's all I wanted. Yeah. So Edie Patterson.
You can watch all the seasons of The Righteous Gemstones on Max.
The Whitest Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones. You dig? Righteous. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right now, there's how many seasons? There's two seasons, right?
There's three on Max right now.
There's three on Max right now.
We're going to go into filming our fourth one in the summer.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, her.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. That bitch. She's about to get into it. Or watch, if you like, you got me twisted, Scott.
I'm so sorry.
If you like shows like Resident Alien, she did some of those. That's on right now, I think, on Sci-Fi. I don't really know because I don't know her life.
That's cool as hell, though.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool show. It's cute. Yeah. And heartwarming.
Also, you got that, she has that role in that Knives Out movie.
That's right.
Yeah, where she plays a very frightening
person. Hey, people are trying to rent movies right now, Scott. People like to watch things from TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you could watch that on a TV, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, go for it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And no spoilers, but she's dead halfway through. You can just turn it off.
Yeah, you can turn it off after she's dead. That's true.
Lothario, what do you want to plug?
More about what do you want to plug? Another woman. That is not your wife. Because that is why you emailed me, Scotty D.
I did. Again, you're just my producer, in fact. I didn't even email you. The producer emailed you to be on this show, but...
And the producer said you needed some help. And I'm here to help you, Scott.
Help, meaning I need to kill time on this talk show that I do, but...
But other than that, you can listen to some other podcasts, like The Flagrant Ones. Patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes. A basketball show hosted by Carl Tart, Hayes Davenport, and Sean Clements.
I have a question. Do they ever drop the act?
I still don't know. Also, listen to Foosballs, hosted by Carl Tart, Greg Gallant, and Ryan Meharry, a football podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Ooh, you can also watch In the Know on Peacock.
Yeah, that's two of them right there. Peeing and cocks.
Peacock.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
That's the end of your plug.
Beautiful voice, too. Oh, my God.
Wonderful. Look, I want to plug, hey, we talked about it last week on Wet Day, but the Comedy Bang Bang Tour, 15th anniversary tour, the Bang Bang Into Your Mouth Tour, we're coming out to a town near you. And if you don't live in a town near these places, you better pack your shit and move to one, because we are coming by. Starting June 13th, we're coming out there, and we're going all across North America, so many cities, all the way through August 18th, and we hope to see you. If you want more information, and I'm not quite sure when tickets go on sale. They might be on sale today, or they went on sale Friday. I'm not quite sure. Go to cbbworld.com/tour, and we'll have ticket links up there for you. Going to so many cities: Boston, Brooklyn, Philly, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Arizona. We're finally hitting Arizona, San Diego, Salt Lake City. Never been there. Denver, Austin, Dallas, Toronto, Royal Oak, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Chicago, Madison, St. Paul, Sacramento, Oakland, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. So many places. Come out and see us. It's Paul F. Tompkins and I on every show. And then the Comedy Bang Bang players, all stars will be there. We'll have really good shows. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Buses.
Now, what kind of music is this? Dr. Biddy Boombox. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? Dr. Biddy Boombox. Somebody please close the damn plug bag.
Okay, that was... Dr. Vinny Boombats by Randy Smith. Thank you so much for that plug remix. If you have a plug theme remix or an opening the plug bag theme, go to cbbworld.com/plugs and leave it there, and you can be famous for a week. And Randy Smith and Chris Finke, you are famous guys. I want to thank you so much. Tat, so good to have you.
So great to be here. Thank you so much.
Good luck in your quest for fame.
Thank you.
I hope that someone casts you in something and it finally hits that sweet spot of popularity as well as critical acclaim.
That would be a delight.
Yeah, a delight. That's right. You're doing this on purpose, and honestly, really Lothario is asleep at the switch. He's fumbling with his iPhone right now, trying to get back to the theme. I don't know. Before he does, Bean Dip.
Yeah, Scott.
Roof is in the heart?
Delight.
Okay. I understand
that
what
you're saying. Spilled out my back made me feel satisfaction of parmesan. Satisfaction was a car.
You're a good rapper, too.
Hey, thanks.
Wow.
Amazing rapping voice.
Bean Dip, great to see you. Thanks for clearing up the Love is Blind situation, because I mean, honestly, they can't get away with this shit.
No, they can't go. To, like, put my name with something that was not nice.
Yeah, I mean, you've titty slapped people.
Of course I have, Scott. It's a daily occurrence.
And you call it a bean dip.
I call it a bean dip, but they can't.
That's right. Copyright.
Hey, mess around with something that belongs to somebody else, you're going to get, you're going to fall on the plant.
Are you sure that maybe that you know, this person who titty slapped someone and called it a bean dip wasn't like, it's like 6 degrees of separation from you titty slapping one of their friends or something? And
well, it could be, you know, it might be, Scott, because I am sister-in-laws with Vanessa Lachey.
Wait, your sister is married to?
My brother is Nick Lachey.
What? So, we have never talked about this. I swear.
Me and her are sister-in-laws. Maybe.
You're one of your other brother is the other Lachey from 98 Degrees?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know they had an untalented sister.
Come on. You know what? I'm going to take your hoodie, put it over your face.
Don't bean dip me, please.
I'm going to turn it around, lift it up, bean dip you, shove your hoodie right up your butthole. Make your hoodie come out your mouth, and then bean dip you again.
Oh, no, this isn't sexy, Lothario. This is a threat. Lothario, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Scott. And I know our one-on-one isn't done because we haven't gotten to accomplish what we came here for.
What do you think that we're here to accomplish?
Scott, I don't want to say it again. You emailed me.
I did, but, you know, again, I don't think I'm going to go out there and cheat on my wife. But I thank you for being here. I appreciate for all of those out there who want to do that. Mm-hmm. Ashley Madison, I think they, as far as I know, went out of business. I wouldn't know. I never set up a profile.
Ashley Madison. Oh, that was the cheating website.
Yes.
You're the only one who remembers that.
I mean, it rose to fame because... Never mind. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Yeah, do you want to play the theme again?
We'll see you next time on Comedy.
Okay. Bang, please. No. Bang.
Comedy. Bye.
Oh, no. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.